It's really important to collect data and observe students using assistive technology. A lot of times people think, I've received the device, that's the end of what I need to do, but it's really just the beginning. We need to use some different types of data. We can use observational data, we can use quantitative data. It's really important to interview, to ask questions, because what we find is technology needs can change over time, and technology success can vary by environment. So for instance, if I'm in a classroom and I'm working with a student, it may appear that the student doesn't know how to use the device. But in reality, there are some other issues going on. Maybe they didn't know how to do the first part to make the technology work, so therefore they didn't do anything. They couldn't see well enough to see on the screen. They didn't hear if something read aloud. It's not that they didn't like the read aloud, they couldn't hear it, it wasn't loud enough, the voice wasn't a good match for them. I need to turn the speed down, I need to turn the speed up. By observation, I will see some of those things. A lot of times it might be the teacher doesn't know how to implement the technology effectively, incorporate it, or they don't know how to use it, and so they don't know how to help and support. So the student's only using it in classrooms where somebody can help them. On some devices, I can see how many times in a day do they use it, how long do they use it for something like a spell checker or talking word processor. I can observe and say, where do they use it? What kind of words, what kind of text do they use it to support them? All those observational things are really important because technology can change over time. So if you set everything up and you do all the settings in September and you come back in May and the student's not using it, it might be that you need to change the settings. So some things you can do more simple. I'm going to give you three choices of word prediction, but now I see that you can handle 9. So I make it bigger or add more vocabulary or change the voice. I find that you go back to using the device. And sometimes kids do grow out of technology and it's time to look for something more sophisticated or more advanced.